sometimes when we put a plan together, it's not just one plan, Randy. Mm-hmm. So Ralph's situation is this, is he's 64 years old and does sales. Okay. Mm-hmm. So typically if you're in sales, you can have a little bit longer lifespan in the working world. Well, he's in between jobs right now. Okay. And if you've ever been 50 or older and tried to change jobs, it's like breaking into Fort Knox. You can't do it sometimes. Right. And so Ralph, I've got multiple plans for Ralph. It's okay. Well, he's in the middle of interviewing for this great job. He thinks he's got a good shot at it, but mm-hmm. you can't count on it. Okay. And so I've got a plan set up for him where if he doesn't get this job, he's just going to, he's going to raise the white flag and it's time to retire. So okay. I've got a plan for the now plan.
Okay.
And then I've got a 5 years from now plan. If he gets the job, if he's lucky enough to get it, and he, decides he wants to work for, 4 or 5 more years, then I've got the best case scenario plan. So I've got the worst case scenario plan, the best case scenario plan, and then obviously there's one in the middle somewhere, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. And so when you come up with a plan, it's not just, it's an organic thing, just like you are, just like your portfolio. This is why we want to touch and talk to you every quarter. This is why we want to go over it, because life happens, and you got to be prepared for that and have the agility to make the proper adjustments. If you're like most Americans, they always do the buy and hold. They put, they have a 401k, they passively manage it. They mm-hmm. they figure out, okay, this looks good, that looks good, that looks good. They select it and then it's gone. And then you just throw money into it and hopefully it grows. You got to pay attention to these things. Yep. And that's a small part of what we do for people when it comes to making that retirement roadmap for them.